And time for a community conversation. And with us this morning, we have Kyle Little, the president of the Portage Family Skateboard Project. And we have Heather Euless with us, who's the vice president. And we're going to talk a little bit about what is going on and where things stand right now with the skateboard park. And we say good morning both to Kyle and Heather. How are you guys doing today?
Doing good. Thank you very much, Kevin.
A little on the chilly side, though, this morning, huh?
It was. It was a little bit chilly this morning.
So this would be not good skateboarding weather, then.
No, not right at this moment, but soon, very soon.
Okay, now, we've seen, you know, around town some banners, especially if you go by where the splash pad's going to be. You got the big banner up there saying the future side of the skate park, too. And that's going to be over at Goodyear Park, right?
Correct. The location has been determined. Goodyear Park is the central hub where the splash pad and the skate park is going to be. An amazing site, an amazing location, very close to downtown. Accessible for just about everybody in the city to get to. Highly visible and safe.
Okay. And so where do things stand right now with the skateboard park?
Well, the skateboard project has developed over the last couple of months. It has now been spearheaded by myself and Heather Euless. Also, Tim Raymer, the director of Portage Park and Recreation. We've dubbed it the Portage Family Skateboard Project, or PFSP, as some people would know it by. At this time, we're seeking the Greater Area Youth Foundation to be our local 501c3, and right now we've been allocated $30,000 to start the project. We do have a Facebook page that many people have liked and shown support, including local area businesses, as well as community members that hold positions in the city government that have really taken notice of this project. We have also been in touch with quite a few skateboard organizations, the Tony Hawk Foundation, as well as quite a few organizations that build skate parks for a living, but not just build, but also skateboard themselves. Mm-hmm. A big shout out to Evergreen Skate Parks. We have been working with Billy Colon for quite some time now. We have also development plans as far as a pour-in-place concrete. We do have phases that could be broke down, so potentially we could be skating the beginning of